Welcome to part three of Auction Napa Valley 2012.
All right, we are here with our friend Joel Aiken, and Joel is, of course, the winemaker and owner of the Meet Your Sellers. How are you doing, Joel?
Very good. How are you doing?
Good. Very loud in here, so we're going to try and make this easy on you if we can. Tell me about what you're pouring today.
We have a 2010 Cabernet from the Rutherford Bench. It's the Morisoli Vineyard. Great, great vineyard. I worked in this neighborhood for the last 30 years, and it's one of the best. The Morisoli family has owned this vineyard for over 100 years. Gary is the fourth generation farmer, and it just makes a killer Cabernet that drinks well today, but it will definitely age for a couple decades.
When you're preparing something for auction, I mean, is it a huge problem for you to come up with something? Or I know you make some incredible wines.
Well, yeah, I don't have as many tools to choose from as I used to at a bigger winery, but no, we will do a specific barrel. Sometimes we'll ferment the Cabernet in barrel, and we can come up with a unique lot that we think is really killer that will be different than what we bottle.
And now you guys have a brand new tasting room, isn't that correct?
Well, yeah, about a year ago we bought a facility, a winery in Calistoga. It was the old T-Vine winery, and just about 2 weeks ago got the tasting room up and running. So we're ready to have people come visit us.
And you have an amazing view from the property.
The Palisades up there are incredible. It's a great place to watch the sun go down.
How would our listeners learn about Amici Wines?
Amici Wines, you go to amici.com, and we have a whole bunch of other places. We're on Facebook, YouTube, but if you go to the website, you'll see all of our homes.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
I'm glad to do it. Take care.
Pour away, man. We're here with Alex Ryan of Duckhorn. You're officially the CEO, am I correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Just want to make sure I get that part right, because it's kind of an important title.
It's the one that makes sure the toilet paper rolls have toilet paper on them every single morning. It's like, you got to do it all year long.
Yeah, that's a good gig. I like that. As our audience knows, I spent some time at Goldeneye. Yeah. And today, are you a vintner host? I can't read your tag.
I am a vintner host. My job is to make sure everyone at the Nap by Wine Auction has a good time.
You're the kind of guy that looks like you know how to have a good time.
That's my personal job today.
You know, the labels that you operate, mm-hmm. Paradox, Goldeneye, Migration, and of course the venerable Duckhorn, they're very different wines, they're very different directions. Does that ever just become a bit hard to deal with?
No. What we've done is we've kind of gotten behind the waterfowl theme, obviously, and each waterfowl-themed brand, Migration, Duckhorn, Paradox, Goldeneye, has its own winemaker and its own personality and its own reason for being. They specialize in Zin Cab blends if you're a Paradox, Bordeaux blends if you're Duckhorn, Pinot Noir, obviously, if you're Goldeneye, and the cool climate varietals of Chardonnay and Pinot Noir out of Rush River Valley if you're Migration. It's a fascinating tool to have these five phenomenally talented winemakers competing for one another and amongst one another, kind of better their brands, if you will.
Okay, you threw me a curveball. You said five. There's David.
There's
Zach. There's Neil.
And there's Decoy. Decoy is, they are one winemaker made of the four. They conspire on Decoy. You got to have a little fun at your work or you'll go crazy.
If you had to sum up auction in two words, could you? And if you could, what would those two words be?
Well, you got to ask me something harder than that. That's Napa Valley. Those are my two words. It's all for it, it's all about it, and it's for a good cause, but it's an opportunity for my fellow vintners to sit down, show off their best, introduce it to the world of premium wine drinkers, enjoy themselves, and walk away with a positive feeling. That's what this business is about.
And you cannot leave here without having a positive feeling for what people have done and the simple fact of being able to try all these different wines.
Yeah, I learned something myself. I'm in the business and I learn something every single day. I normally learn how my competing vintners are trying to outpace me. So it's a good kick in the rear to come to this thing and find out the competition is high and getting higher every single year.
Oh, absolutely. Alex, if our listeners would like to learn more about Duckhorn Online, how would they do that?
They would go to duckhorn.com. It's a fairly good website, and it can get you through not only Duckhorn, but all the family of waterfowl brands we have. And if that doesn't work, just come to the winery. But it's like coming to our home. We'll sit you down in our living room. We'll teach you.
And you're a real hospitable guy. Thanks very much. Good seeing you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm here with Chef Thomas Keller of the French Laundry in the middle of eating some pizza. How are you doing today, Chef?
I'm doing well.
We'll wait for just 1 minute and let him eat his pizza. I imagine this is a rare opportunity for you to take a few minutes and kind of walk around and sample everything.
Yeah, no, it's a good event. It's a little warm today.
You do this on a fairly regular basis, and actually you do it pretty much every year, don't you?
Every year.
anything different this year than what you've seen in previous years at all in terms of the food that's being offered?
No, not really. I mean, I think it's a really good selection of food. You know, I just finished a piece of pizza here, and we have ribs over there, and then you have, you know, we did our cornets, you have some desserts. So I think it's really nice. It's very dynamic, the food selections. And, of course, the wine, you know, some of the best wine in the world. So
I don't know if you'd want to say this, but any particular wines stand out for you at all this year?
No, I mean, they all do. Yeah, they all do. I think that when we talk about the Napa Valley Wine Auction, I think you talk about an iconic event that goes on in this valley that attracts people from around the world. For the singular purpose of raising money, you know, for our healthcare here in Napa Valley. And I think that in of itself is just an extraordinary thing. And
so if our listeners would like to find out something about you online or about the French Laundry or your other restaurants, how would they do that?
I think if you just typed in French Laundry in Google, I think you would get all of our websites up, and you can find out pretty much everything you need to know there. I think we're also on Twitter and Facebook, so I think... I'm not savvy on the on that stuff, but I think it's all available.
Oh, you don't look yourself up very often, I imagine.
I think most people who know how to use that can find us fairly easy.
Yeah. Excellent. Thanks very much for your time. Go ahead and enjoy some more food.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Real pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.
So we're here outside. We've finally been able to sneak outside, and we're with Adam Fox and Rich Shapleski outside. And obviously from Kennard Vineyards. How's things going, guys?
Very good. Very good.
We're having a great year, yeah.
You're telling me you've had some changes, you got a redesign of the label coming up?
Well, after, 20 some odd years with the same label, I thought it was time to update. So we've got a new look, a new logo, and it's really elegant, and we think it's already gotten great, you know, reviews from the people who have seen it, so we're excited.
And, you know, certain things are good to change, but don't change those vines and those wines, you know?
That's one thing we're definitely keeping. Some of the oldest vines in Napa Valley.
And some great history. One of the many reasons for people to come visit you because of that property, the history attached to it, let alone those incredible vines that you took us through.
Yes, thank you. We're very proud of the property and you know, the control that we take in making sure that we get the best grapes possible. It's an amazing property, as you know, because you've been there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Amazing wines, too. We sold out too early last year.
Yeah, we totally sold out.
We didn't have enough wine.
You know, that's really a tough issue to be able to sell out, because that'll make people kind of upset, won't it?
It made a few of our loyal followers kind of upset, but, you know.
We made it up to them.
We made it up to them in other ways. We gave them some of the 09 as a preview. And we're really, really excited about the 09. I mean, incredible fruit, you know, showing right now. Really, really, really beautiful.
And the first time we've come out with the Reserve Zin and Reserve Cab. So we slipped a couple of those bottles in to make up for what we were short on.
Nice.
So it worked out very well. And they loved it. They love it. Yeah.
You know, one thing that was really nice about, other than meeting a guy, was to meet your son, Adam, as well, who's coming up in the business. I think that's great when it continues to be a family effort.
No, he's... He's young, you know, well, anyone with kids will know, he's under 30, he's 25, he's learning, but he's actually has a great palate. He's really good. So.
And you got kids, but I think they're probably just a tad too young to think about the wine business.
Yeah, but my 9-year-old likes a nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Really?
Yeah. It's white wine. Yeah, white wine, yeah.
He's a savvy little guy.
Yeah.
What a great way to grow up. I've said that a million times. I mean, my God.
Definitely.
It's good.
And once again, if our listeners would like to find out about you online, where would they find you?
KennardVineyard.com.
A damn fine wine, I might add. Thank you, guys.
All
good
right,
seeing
guys.
You.
Good seeing you, too.
All right,
guys.
Enjoy your afternoon.
Yeah, we're over in
Portland. I'm here with Bergen Smedding of Flying Horse Winery. How are you doing, Bergen?
All right, thanks.
So tell me a little bit about Flying Horse. It's a label I'm not familiar with.
It's been around for about 10 years now. It's developed by a guy named Brian Morris. My family took it over about 3 years ago. Our grapes come from Pope Valley, historical Etna Springs vineyard there. We're out of the Oakville Wine Company, Napa Wine Company out of Oakville. We're fairly small.
About how small?
About 2,000 a year in production.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. We carry a lot of different varieties, though. So.
Any kind of distribution at all?
Down south and also in Hong Kong.
Primarily Petit Syrah, is that what I'm looking at?
Petit Syrah, Petit Verdot. Malbec, Zinfandel, Cab, yeah, Chardonnay, and also in the past, Sauvignon Blanc. We're just pouring our 2006 and 2009. There'll be a case of each in the auction.
Bergen, if our listeners would like to learn more about Flying Horse, how would they do that online?
Contact us at flyinghorse.com, flyinghorsewines.com.
Even better. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Have a good one.
It was a pleasure. Yeah. Anymore. We are here with our friend Haley Trefethen, of course, of Trefethen Vineyards. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. It's beautiful out. Couldn't be happier today.
And so what are you doing today? I see you here with an iBook, or an iPad, I should say. And, of course, you are in the garb of the auction. So what's going on?
I'm actually volunteering to help out with the e-auction. So just really fantastic lots that are going on this year. There's 150, you know, ways to kick your seller up a notch. So everything from kind of wine experiences in terms of coming to Napa, doing your own blending. You can have the more romantic getaway. We're doing a cooking school. So the first 25 years of the Napa Valley cooking class took place on our property. And so my mom, who had the honor of cooking Christmas dinner for Julia Child on Good Morning America, I finally convinced her, right? She's so humble. I finally convinced her that she should be the one to launch the cooking classes back again.
Nice.
And so that's our auction lot, is for some people to come and join us for that very first cooking class, launching it again, as well as getting some of our most treasured wines, what we kind of call the legacy wines. So there's our Harmony Chardonnay, which is a reserve Chardonnay, but just, I mean, we had this vision for it 10 years ago, planted a vineyard, and the 2008 is the first time we've gotten fruit off that vineyard, and we're just jumping up and down. So we've got that one, and then we've got Dragon's Tooth, which is the red Bordeaux blend that's based Malbec and Petit Verdot. And then there's Halo, which is, of course, named after myself and my older brother.
Of course, yeah. With that incredible logo, too, I might add.
It's an
incredible piece of art, I should say. So, you know, you're not exactly resting on your laurels over there, are you?
No, there's never a dull day. And I actually, I'm working less in marketing and I'm working more in production and in vineyard every single day.
You're enjoying that more?
I am. I'm having a great, great time. So great people around us. So lucky to have them. And yeah.
You're walking around with an iPad. What does this mean? What is this, in terms of the auction? What happens? Does somebody come to you and say, hey, I want to do something here?
Or? Yeah. Well, so I'm kind of a little bit more stationary. I'm guarding some other iPads and things that aren't in use at the moment. So if people want to check on lots that they've already bid on, see if they're still the leader or if they want to put another bid in, or if people are new, they're like, this is their first time at auction and they're all excited, they want to join in, or if you're sitting at home and you want a bid in your pajamas, you can. You know, you can. There's so many ways to be a part of this amazing event. If you can't make it, you can still be part of it and help the wonderful cause that all of this festivity around us stands for.
I think you should get t-shirts done that say bidding in bunny flippers.
I like it.
Why not?
That's a good tagline.
You're welcome to go ahead and use it. I'll let you have it. That's my small contribution.
Yeah.
So I could come to you and say, jump in, and you'll do that for me.
I would be happy. Would you like to place a bid on lot 330? I'm kidding.
I'm terrified to know what lot 330 might be and where it's at right now. And to learn about Haley Trefethen and Trefethen Wines, how would people do that online?
Trefethen.com.
It's always a blast seeing you. You always have a smiling face, which is so great. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. It's great to see you.
Great to see you as well. Now somebody's got a camera right here. We are with our dear friend Brett Bartolucci of Madonna Estate, Family Estate Vineyards. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So we're in the outside tent, and she's got some whites here for us.
I do. Today I have our 2010 Pinot Grigio, all organically grown and estate bottled. And we have a little treat that we don't normally bring, our 2011 Muscat Canelli. Again, organically grown and estate bottled. We thought it would be a good compliment today. We're having some warmer than normal weather here in the Napa Valley. So it was a great wine to bring and showcase. It has some nice acidity to it. It's an opportunity to get to taste some fabulous wines from the Napa Valley. Selections, because oftentimes some wineries bring some of their special wines that possibly they're offering for barrel or something unique to their winery. For example, the winery next to me was pouring something that you can only find at the winery. So unique, special, and what a better experience to come to Valley and taste it.
And the key word being experience. That's what it's all about, right? Come to the winery, come to the tasting room.
Exactly. And we are open, our tasting room's open every day from 10 to 5. And we are located on the corner of Old Sonoma Road and Highway 121 in Carneros.
So, to find out about you online?
Yes, you can go to our website at www.madonnaestate.com.
Excellent. Brett, always good seeing you.
So good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start it off. I'm here with Jim Nyland and Mitch Cosentino of Pure Crew. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing well.
Good to see you again.
I'm losing my voice, you know, trying to keep my voice ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, this isn't bad. Go in the cave, man. You'll be yelling in there.
I was in there. That's where I lost some of it.
Yeah, that's going to happen in there.
Yeah.
So you got a whole bunch of stuff you're pouring out here today. What do you got?
Thanks. Well, we're pouring our new white wine, which is modeled after the great white wine of Bordeaux from Aubryon Blanc. It's a Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blend that's unique in this valley. We got a bright, rich Chardonnay made from all old clones, the old Chablis and old Meursault, stuff that doesn't produce hardly anything anymore. And then we got the namesake of the wine that started the company, the Pure Cause. Pure Cause is I call it a Meritage Plus. It's a Cabernet Franc Merlot blend with a little bit of Sangiovese, which brightens it up a little bit, gives it a little red fruit added to the black fruit Bordeaux characteristics. Pretty special wine, great food wine.
And once again, for our listeners to learn about your wines, how would they find out online?
PureCruWines.com, PureCru, wines.com. And we're opening a new tasting room in downtown Napa at later this month.
Where is that going to be?
On Main Street, right next to Anotri, the hot new Italian restaurant right across from the Avia Hotel.
You got a really good location. Nice job. Excellent.
Yep. We're looking forward to it.
Great seeing you guys. Always really good seeing you.
Thanks. Take care.
We are here with our friend Steve Burgess of Burgess Cellars. Steve, how are you doing?
Hi, Ray. Great to see you again.
So what are you pouring today?
I brought my Syrah, 2008 Syrah, which is a blend of our Yountville fruit and our Eastern Howell Mountain fruit.
And your Syrah is an excellent Syrah. I can say that from experience.
Well, we had a great spot today, too, because to my left, Trevina was cooking pizzas. To my right, Barber's Q was making fried chicken sliders. And so with my Syrah, which is a Mediterranean wine made for Mediterranean food, and it's a Syrah with table manners, there was a lot of happy people.
A Syrah with table manners.
No, you know what? There's so many people, so many winemakers these days throw everything but the kitchen sink into their Syrah. Yeah. Pretty high oak, pretty high alcohol. It's like just something they're trying to show off. We don't do that. We do a Southern French Rhone style of Syrah. So it's made to go with food. It's elegant, soft enough to drink on its own, but great with things like pizza and pasta too.
I'm curious how sales are with Syrah, because I think it's still a bit of a niche. Maybe it's coming forward a little bit more. Are you finding that where people are discovering or maybe even rediscovering Syrah?
It's neighborhood by neighborhood. Yeah. It's amazing. I'll be in the same town, and some people will buy it 3 cases at a time, pour it by the glass. Other people, you know, they'll buy a case a year. It really depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's just not one of those that's become a fad at this point, which is probably a good thing. It's not.
Yeah, I think early producers of Syrah kind of messed up. They made some pretty mediocre wines and sold them for $80 and once bitten, twice shy. We're in a state-only winery. We own the grapes, so we're married to them. And so we're going to make a great Syrah no matter what. And so, you know, the consumers know that about Burgess, is that anything under our name is going to be good. So that's, something they can depend on. And it's too bad that people put out overpriced average wines when Syrah was first getting popular. You know, it was Syrah that was maybe only on the second or third leaf, and then they put too much oak on it and blah, blah, blah. So
that just shows all the more reason why you want to go out and try different wines and really find out what's going to do the right thing for you when you taste it.
Oh, yeah, it's not a cliche, but you really have to do a lot of homework. You can't rely on the press. You can't rely on friends. You got to go out there for yourself. You know, I mean, you don't like the same things your friends like. That's why there's chocolate and vanilla and strawberry, everyone's different. So
real boring otherwise, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Real boring. Yeah. Commoditized.
Yeah. If our listeners would like to learn more about Burgess Cellars online, how would they do that?
Oh, at burgesscellars.com. Yeah.
And you guys are by appointment, and certainly well worth coming to see it for the wine and for the awesome view.
County regulations mandate that most, if not all, Napa Valley wineries are by appointment only. And it really maintains the agricultural feeling of the valley instead of just having everything wide open and letting the place turn into Disneyland. So that way you can kind of control the flow, and that way everyone that does come and visit a winery has a quality experience. Whereas, could you imagine, you and your newlywed shows up at a winery and then a busload of tourists shows up? That'd be a problem. So that's why by appointment only is really advantageous, is it maintains a quality experience for everybody.
Good seeing you again.
Thank you, Ray.
Cheers.
See you in Milwaukee.
All right, I'm here with Lauren Scott of Tom Scott Wines. How you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
So tell me about what you're pouring today.
We're pouring our 2010 vintage. We made 300 cases of this wine. It is a field-blended Cabernet, which means our field is planted in the blend of the wine.
And is this a state wine?
It is. It is. Same 1,200 plants every year.
And you guys are pretty much regular at auction and premier almost every year, aren't you?
I think this is our fourth or our fifth year here.
That's pretty impressive when you consider what you're putting into this. I mean, that's a great donation.
Well, we appreciate what it supports, and we also meet a lot of great people here.
Well, and of course you live here, so it's taking care of your own, isn't it?
Exactly. You start at home.
How can our listeners find you online?
TomScottVineyard.com.
Always good seeing you.
Nice to see you.
This is the end of Part 3 of Auction Napa Valley 2012. Part 4 can be downloaded from lifebetweenthevines.com. For more information on the Napa Valley Vintners Association, visit napavintners.com.